This is WKAR Online. The musical Wicked is back in East Lansing. For the next 2 weeks, the Wharton Center at Michigan State University will be transformed into the Land of Oz for the Tony Award-winning Untold Story of the Witches of Oz. WKAR Scott Pohl went to the Wharton Center for load-in day yesterday.
When you're touring the country with a big production like Wicked, there's bound to be some confusion. Assistant stage manager Matthew Liner is responsible for the safety of the cast and crew. He says the first day in a new building is always a little nerve-wracking.
We double our crew the first day for that reason alone. So we have some people training our local crew, as well as other people running the show and actually making it safe for everybody. Stage managers get doubled that day, so we have two sets of eyes looking at everything. It's our job to make sure that everybody knows where they're going, but it's also the actor's responsibility to show up a little early, walk the stage, make sure they know where they're going.
For the cast, arriving a little bit early means Wednesday afternoon, prior to the curtain going up at 7:30. Liner says for the crew, the Wharton Center is an easy place to work.
This is a great theater to load into, beautiful loading dock, and very easy to get stuff in. You know, there's challenges in every city. This, I would say, is a great theater to venue to load into.
That might be the first time I've ever heard the phrase beautiful loading dock in an interview.
You know, well, when you have a multiple truck dock that we could get a lot of stuff out very quickly, it always helps.
Popular, you're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular.
This is the third time Wicked has come to the Wharton Center. Company manager Erica Norgaard was with the show the first time it was here.
This exact set hasn't been in this space before, so there's just a few little things that they had to kind of figure out. But for the most part, a couple of our crew guys had been here last time with the show, so they are pretty knew what to expect and were pretty ready to come into this space. For us backstage, you know, there's dressing rooms. We're trying to figure out who goes where and how to fit in. And this space is a really great space for us, and in general, East Lansing is a really great place to play.
Norgaard says she doesn't think people who saw Wicked here before will notice any of those little differences. She's worked on Wicked for 8 years now, something she wouldn't have stuck with if she didn't believe in the show's message.
The bullying that's happening in places today, you know, this show is just such a great message of judging someone based on the color of their skin being green, and anyone can relate to that. Whatever you feel like you're judged for, bullied for, green can be, you know, universal.
Wicked runs through July 8th at the Wharton Center. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl.